Let's get straight to Nevada, where Republicans are campaigning ahead of tomorrow's presidential caucus. Most Nevada Republicans live in Las Vegas and Reno, but one key to this race is going to be the rural counties, where a lot of white anti-establishment voters turn out in high numbers. Here now is Peter O'Dowd, put 500 miles on his car on Nevada highways to file this report.
Our first stop is here, Colorado River Country, at the bottom of the state, where water taxis ferry workers from Arizona to the resorts in Laughlin.
I like to call it Mayberry with casinos.
Jordan Ross is the town's constable, which means he wears a badge and serves court summons. It's an elected office.
One of the things I always tell people is that I'm not a libertarian, I'm a libertarian Republican.
And he loves this little town.
This is a community with essentially no crime, no traffic, no smog. What's not to like?
Ross starts up his squad car. We drive through Laughlin's casino district, which looks like a micro version of Las Vegas. But fewer tourists have come here over the years. And down the road, we pass a fenced-off lot, what's left of a coal-fired plant that was demolished in 2011.
We have a lot of working people, and we have people who are struggling economically. And of course, we have one billionaire, Don Laughlin, for whom the town is named.
Laughlin's also home to a lot of retirees, and it leans Republican. Not a surprise, really. If you take away the state's two most populous counties, which include Reno in Las Vegas, Nevada Republicans outnumber Democrats 2-1. And Ross says a lot of those voters make up the party's anti-establishment wing.
Those two factions are Tea Party Republicans and Liberty Republicans.
Ross has an eye on the big picture because he's also the state Republican Party whip. I ask him if the fight for president between establishment candidates and outsiders like Donald Trump and Ted Cruz is happening here in Nevada.
Unfortunately, yes. The last legislative session was as much remarkable for the infighting within the Assembly Republican caucus as it was for any disagreements with Democrats. It has had a very real practical day-to-day effect on government in Nevada, this basically ongoing civil war.
That brings us to Pahrump, Nevada, 150 miles northwest of Laughlin, to the backyard of Andy Alberti.
A proud libertarian in Republican clothing.
We're on a patch of dirt in the middle of the Mojave Desert. Take a wrong turn and you might end up in California's Death Valley, just on the other side of the state line. Like much of Nevada, Pahrump boomed in the early 2000s and then went bust with a housing crisis a few years later. Today, the unemployment and foreclosure rates are still above the national average.
When you first moved out here, you could live your life. Government didn't come in and say, clean your yard or put in a lawn or you can't do this, you can't do that. Out here, you had the freedom to live your life as long as you didn't disturb your neighbors.
Mm. I mean, I feel like what you're describing is a very Western philosophy. Just let me be.
It is. Stay.
Alberti closes a gate to keep his German short-haired pointers at bay. He shows me his greenhouse, and in the distance, Mount Charleston, sugar-coated in snow.
At night, in that direction, I can watch the moon come up, and it is, it tells you that we are so small.
In 2008 and 2012, the Libertarian candidate Ron Paul won this county, and Alberti predicts an anti-establishment candidate will win again on Tuesday. While there aren't many people in the state's rural counties, political observers say they could carry a disproportionate say in who wins on caucus night, especially if Republican voters in Vegas and Reno stay home as expected.
The last time we did a caucus, we had a line that went from the street, school all the way down the street. I mean, it was huge. I think this year it's going to be even bigger. And when we come out of that caucus, we'll have made new friends.
Alberti already has a lot of friends. He introduces me to a few of them at a grocery store parking lot.
Well, how many signatures do we get?
They have a table set up, petitions running down the length of it. Ban the 5-cent gas tax. Strike down the sales tax.
If you voted in the last election, you can sign to remove the county seat and bring it down here.
That's cool.
One by one, people come to the table and sign. I do meet one John Kasich supporter, but mostly it's people like Gary Smith and Elaine Vale who have someone else in mind.
Trump.
Why?
Why? He's the only one that makes any damn sense. A lot of people dislike the guy. I dislike him. He's a bum. but he makes sense on what he's talking about on government.
Trump, I want politicians out of politics. My husband and I are both retired operating engineers, and the union called, and you're going to vote for Hillary, aren't you? And I said, absolutely not. And she says, oh, you're going to vote for Bernie? And I said, I don't think so.
This is a town where people think.
The final stop on our tour of rural Nevada is here on the banks of the Virgin River. This river runs through Bunkerville, the hometown of rancher Cliven Bundy. He and now his sons have been at odds with the federal government over the use of public land. Last week, Bundy was indicted by a grand jury for leading a 2014 armed standoff with federal agents just a few miles from here.
He's just a down-to-earth guy.
Eric Laub is another rural Nevada constable, has been for more than 30 years.
I'm a registered Democrat, but I lean Republican.
And over the years, in a town where terrain is stark and lush at the very same time, he's gotten to know the Bundy family well.
He has grown really good watermelons every year. I don't know if that'll continue or not.
Bundy's fight encapsulates so much of the anger that rural America feels towards the federal government. Laub sees the same tension showing itself in the race for president.
The gut feeling is that there's a lot of people that would agree with Cliven and agree with Donald Trump that something needs to be done.
Here's what I don't understand about Donald Trump and his appeal in this part of the country, is that Donald Trump is a real estate developer. He wears a suit. He's from New York City. He would be an outsider walking down the street right here, right?
Donald Trump is so full of crap. But the bottom line is, he says that he's going to do something with immigration, which I would applaud and applaud. He's going to do something about the EPA. And if he came here and talked to me when he got done, probably I would still think he's full of crap. But he's saying the things that needs to happen.
Laub's attitude is telling. A registered Democrat in a small town willing to vote for an outsider who's saying what he wants to hear. For Here and Now, I'm Peter O'Dowd in Bunkerville, Nevada.